We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey. Hey. We just
came. Hey.
Yeah. We just got people in the running for some 3-day general admission bottle rock tickets. And if you don't win them for some strange reason, don't forget Jane has another chance coming up at 4:05. Listen to Jane for the code word and another chance to win passes to bottle rock. 4:05.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Go to RadioAlice.com/contest to see any cool giveaways we have. While you're there, browse around and take a look at the latest news stories and get our show's full podcast.
All right.
RadioAlice.com has won internet awards for 25 years straight.
Ever since they invented the website. It just keeps winning and winning.
It's how websites are done.
Yep.
Duh. Or something. Duh. Right.
Uh-huh, honey.
Other companies look at our website and go, whoa, that's how you do it.
Whoa, we should do it like that.
So if you want to see how websites should be done, go to our website, RadioAlice.com.
This is how you do it. La, 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 la. This is how you do it.
I like that. Good job, Sarah.
That was all Bryn.
That was you.
What are you talking about?
She made it a different song.
Yeah, I don't know what you were doing, but that was fun. You kind of changed it. Anyway, all right, here's what's happening. So I wanted to mention this real quick. This is not a COVID news break. I did that the first break, and I got you up to date as I possibly could. But yesterday, and occasionally I do this, I like to go to the drugstore, not for drugs, but for all the random various things that you don't have that you're missing, whatever. Yeah. It might be a tweezer. It might be a nail clipper. It might be deodorant. Could be anything. But yesterday I walked into the Walgreens and I noticed a little buzz in the air.
Really?
You know, the people were I looked at the shelf where the COVID tests live and it was empty. So I was like, okay, well, that's
not
they're
bad.
Gone.
All right.
Turns out, all the tests, they go so fast, they don't even put them out anymore. They're behind the counter.
Yep.
And all that buzz was about the people going, oh, you do have them? Can I get four? And they were like, that's the max. Would you like four? And I was like, I'm getting right in line right now before those are all gone.
And
I got four right
there. All right, Vinny. Nice.
So, you know, I guess I'm sharing that tip with you. Maybe if you walk into a drugstore and see the shelf is empty, ask at the register before you walk out empty-handed. They may have them back there.
Right.
And I just caught the...
You just happened to be at the right place at the right time.
It was just one of those times when I was like, normally would be oblivious to anything happening around me. And it was one of those times when I caught the buzz at the register and went, what's that all about?
Mm.
Oh. Let me get some of those things.
Yeah.
Put them in my bag. Put them up my nose.
How about a fast fact?
I love those.
Fast fact.
Female kangaroos have 3 woman areas.
Where are they?
I don't have an answer for that. I actually was sort of like both. I mean, I don't care about kangaroos, so there's that. But I do like woman areas on actual women. And even then, I don't know that I'd want 3 of them. I'm
Well, they're all over me. I mean, I'm having a party waiting to happen, I guess. I am just the most popular girl at the orgy.
Imagine trying to serve all that. That's a lot.
How is that possible? Is it because it's so difficult for the... Because here's the thing with kangaroos that I think it's the craziest thing. And anybody who's ever studied marsupials, even for like a half second, this is like the most interesting thing about them, is that the little practically fetal baby kangaroo, the roo, has to climb its way out of the area, one of the three areas, and has to get to the pouch where it then scooches down, and that's like the nipples and stuff are in there. And it kind of grows in there.
Oh, mom can't help it get into the pouch?
I don't know that the moms help. It's almost like it doesn't happen while the mom is sleeping. Like, I don't know about that. So Bryn just put up a diagram. And what it looks like is that there's one exterior port of entry. And then there's a branching of sorts.
Oh, I see. So,
or something. I'm not really
this
sure.
This is worded in a way that would lead me to believe there are three doors, but you're saying it's one door with a couple paths down
with
the.
A couple rooms behind
I'm
it.
Looking at Got a it. Central path okay. and then some kind of a. I can't really make
it's
heads or tails.
It's fine.
Of
you
that.
Know what? I like womanaria, even, and I just decided to do that one. But the truth is, yeah, I can't imagine that. I can't. I'm baffled by the one. I don't need three. Thank
There's
you.
So much going on. Their plumbing's all messed up. Well, I mean, marsupials. They're weird. There's some weirdness going on there. I mean, is the platypus also a marsupial? No, the platypus is the one that lays eggs but then nurses the young or something. I can't remember.
Yeah,
don't they have
don't
a
know.
Duck bill too? Like, what is that? Someone get rid of that. It doesn't seem necessary. It's just a mistake.
After medical students work on cadavers.
Yes.
It makes them hungry.
Why?
Not because they're cannibals, but because the smell of formaldehyde increases your appetite.
Oh, is that? Okay. So it's not because they're looking at meat.
Right.
Yeah.
But apparently that.
My cousin
smell.
Said that they have memorials for the cadavers that get donated to them. That
what cousin's
actually...
this?
Brad, gastroenterologist.
Okay, sorry. I was hoping that we could talk about you kissing Tucker again, but fine.
You know, I put up a picture of all my cousins yesterday, of my whole cousin gang.
Is that your brother pulling his pants down, showing
yes,
his bun huggers?
Yes, of course it is. So, and Brad is the blonde next to him, and Tucker's in the front row with the worst bangs I've ever seen.
Oh, I got to look at it again now that I know who I'm looking at.
Those are, you can't even see my face. I'm looking down. But it's this just like my six favorite people in the world. I love, well, other than John and my kids, I guess. Forget it. It's a picture of my cousins.
Well, and you didn't like Tina at the time, so Tina's out.
No, me and Tina were okay at that point.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, she's big enough to hit back, so.
She'd forgiven you, though, for all of the torture through her childhood.
She always loved me. Isn't that weird? Like, I was her... I was a bully to her, and she just loved me because I was her older sister.
Right. Well, we've been trying to explain that to, our oldest. This kid looks
loves
up
you.
To you, everything yeah. about you. Respect that. Don't ruin that. Because when you're older, she's going to give you the middle finger and be done with you. Which, luckily for you, Tina didn't do.
No, she didn't. She continued to. We text almost every day.
Oh,
she'll send me a picture of a purse she's working on. I send her my latest sewing project.
Oh, very
we have that
cute.
In common.
I'm glad that you guys were able to overcome that.
Me too. I mean, she's a very important person to me.
Wednesday today is Hump Day.
Hump Day? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Wetness Day.
The adult Down there. Toy company, Adam and Eve, just polled over 1,000 adults and asked which day of the week is the best day for doing it. And Wednesday tied for last.
Yeah.
Just over half of people said.
I'm so busy,
Yeah, I guess that's it. It's a bummer, but that's, when you have a bunch of crap.
Yeah. What did it tie with, Tuesday?
Wednesday and Thursday, actually, are last place. The most
Friday,
popular day of the week for doing it is Saturday.
Oh.
Friday came in next.
Saturday makes sense because you have the morning and the evening, you know, like you, mm-hmm. there's people wake up together and then sure. no one has to get up.
Right. Like, yeah. And the numbers are so heavily skewed to the weekend that, you know, the weekdays there, Sunday comes in third, Monday and Tuesday came in fourth, and then Wednesday, Thursday. So there you go. Depending on your schedule, you're either right there with everybody else. Or lucky you, and believe me, someone's texting it now. We do it every day.
Every single day.
That's great.
Oh, good for you.
Is it, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Might not be good for you. I don't know.
What?
I'm just theorizing.
Might not be good for you. Reconnecting with your person daily? How could that be bad for you?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
It what? Seems like too much.
End of the mic. It's crazy. About that crazy nonsense.
Tommy does it on Wednesdays. Wednesday was always a big night at our house because that's when the kids left and went back to their other houses. It was game on.
Are you telling me Tommy Igo just texted you?
He's a Wednesday guy.
Oh. And he's a that's no surprise. Yeah. That right. guy is sand in the ointment of everything he does, isn't he?
I'm doing it my way. And you will learn from me.
He's playing on the weekend, so he's probably popular.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Maybe. That's,
oh, right.
Days. That's true. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, that's, you know what? For our schedule, weekdays are tough. Mm-hmm. And I've tried to explain, like, hey, why don't you just come on up at 7 a, you know, p.m. and, you know, do us a favor on a weeknight? 7? I'm in the middle of dealing with the kids. What are you talking about, 7? I'm like, well, ask them to do something else for 30 minutes. It's never happened once, for the record.
Huh, that's really not one surprising. Time. Wow, weird.
Two female roommates in Florida were arrested on Monday after perpetrating a glitter attack on a male victim.
Oh.
Glitter. For the record, I am a as the internet calls me, a girl dad. And glitter is the worst thing about being a girl dad.
Glitter should be outlawed.
It's mostly all good. I love it.
Being a girl dad.
Yeah. I mean, there's glitter. Some weirdness to it, but mostly everything's all good. But glitter, man, put that right at the top of the list of the things that it's on every, it's on their clothes, it's on their toys. It's
you
on
probably
their,
have 12 to 200 pieces of glitter just on your skin somewhere waiting.
Oh, it's awful.
Gets in your pores. It's plastic. Like, it's terrible for the environment. It's tiny plastic. It gets washed right out. It's not great. It's bad.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Should be outlawed.
According to police, 29-year-old Sarah Franks and 27-year-old Caitlin O'Donovan were outside a man's residence at 3 in the morning and began arguing with him while he was standing on a fenced balcony. 3 in the morning, something's going on with all these people, right?
Obviously, yes. Yeah.
It's unclear what they were arguing about, but they began throwing glitter at him. So one of them is armed with glitter?
And some kind of way, I mean, that would be hard to toss without it being inside of something.
One of the women jumped the fence and threw more glitter. Then she made her way into his apartment, opened the front door so the other woman could enter, and then they threw more glitter at him. Then they ran off, but the cops later found them, and they
Are they
knew
strippers?
They found the right women because of the trail of glitter leading to their vehicle. They actually followed the glitter trail to arrest these girls. Both roommates were hit with felony charges, burglary with assault or battery.
They look like strippers. They look like strippers without their makeup on.
Yeah, there's 3 in the morning. What are you doing?
Smiles, all smiles.
And why are you so glittery? Well, they're, you know, there's cops around. They're like, if I'm nice to these cops, they'll let me go.
No, is that how it works?
I don't know. You know, when's the last time I had to work a cop? Come on.
I've tried that one before. It doesn't work for... Anyway.
Yeah, I really have to explain why? That's weird.
No, you don't have to explain why. Fine. Sarah's always right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Love to hear from you guys. One of the ones I saw was... Jesus Christ, give us the word already. I guess we lagged a little getting to the contest this morning.
Sorry, we were just having fun. It was, I'm not going to tell you. No. Can I tell them? Or do I just have to do it right at 8?
Glitter is the herpes of the craft world, says 707.
Oh, yeah, there's no getting rid of it. Once you let glitter into your life, it is thereafter always with you.
I am with 415. They say kinetic sand, glitter, and Play-Doh all should be banned from the planet Earth. I'll vote for you for president, 415.
Play-Doh, I don't know about this kinetic whatever sand, but you've spoken poorly. You've given it poor reviews. But glitter is just, it's insidious. And if someone has sparkly makeup on and they go to give you a hug and kiss, now you're sparkly too. It's like, oh God, thanks.
516 says, LOL, Vinny, 7 p.m. That's never going to happen. No, you're right. It's never happened. But I mean, I have said, you know, what would improve our relationship a lot. And if you want to go talk about it at a counselor, we can. But I think
or you can come up and let me do you
session would be a really good idea. And still, again, not happening.
She's taking care of your kids.
Thanks, Bonnie. Heard your story and just happened to pass Walgreens. Walked in and it was a Christmas miracle.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
You just mentioned that 3 minutes ago.
Yes. How's that? Good for you.
Incredible.
Tom Holland played Billy Elliot in the musical stage production in London. So they're mentioning that his name is associated with as a possible host of the Oscars. And while we were sort of, you know, talking about it, I thought he must have more experience than we know.
You know, a listener sent Bryn a video of him he's on a lip sync show of some, and he is doing a full on, it looks like Singing in the Rain. Mm-hmm. He is doing, or maybe Umbrella or something, because he's got an umbrella and he's wearing like a suit and he's doing a whole, I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, but Bryn, spoiler alert, he takes some of his clothes off too. Like it's a...
He's a great dancer, let's just say that.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So, he has Oscar chops. And the reason he came up today is he actually said in an interview, I would love to host the Oscars. And the Oscars went, let's have a talk. It's not confirmed or anything, but they said, well, let's look at that then.
He's a huge star and he's young, so it could bring the young eyes to a show that's, you know, these award shows. Mm. They got to figure out how to keep them on.
They really need a hook.
Vinny, I just heard
movies aren't going to do it.
Vinny, I just heard the Kaiser Marathon commercial with Christina. Love that she's dipping her toe in the radio biz. She's a natural. So cute you two did that together. Happy hump day, OFOC. Actually, she's a runner. She's a big-time runner, and that's why she's involved in that. That girl, I don't tell you this, but that girl goes out in races and wins them.
Nice.
Like for her age group and stuff, she'll be first place.
Woohoo!
She's into it.
Yeah.
So
Christina's pretty badass. Hey, speaking of badass, we have V Hale coming up. Don't miss Trivia with V Hale, and she'll join us for the Secret Show.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.